Let us pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power and salvation for the people of Liwonde in Malawi. What a blessing. Tonight, save and heal and deliver. Let your power be manifested in this town. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated if you have a seat. Thank you. I want to first of all thank the pastors of Liwonde for welcoming us to your wonderful city. We are excited to be here. Also, our chief executive of the city. Thank you for your support. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Quiet, please. Tonight, hello.
Shh. Hallelujah.
Tonight I am preaching to you about Jesus Christ. How many have heard of Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, the Savior and the healer of this world. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that Jesus is real? Amen. In Luke chapter 2,
Luke chapter 2,
verse 11, the Bible says, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Jesus Christ the Lord.
Luke chapter 2, akukamba za Yesu Kristo.
Hallelujah. And Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Ndiye Mateyu akulankhula kuti Yesu adzapulumusa anthu ake ku machimo awa.
Hallelujah. Tonight I have come here to Liwonde because God asked me to come here.
Usikuno ndabwera kuno ku Liwonde chifukwa choti Mulungu wandiuza kubwera kuno ku Liwonde.
This is a very special visitation for this town.
Ukuti kuyendeledwa kwa padera kwa mzinda uno.
Amen. This town is not a town that is usually visited by people who are coming to Malawi. Is it not true? Is it true or it's not true?
Zona.
That's true. Zona, is it?
True. Zona. True.
Zona. Zona. Hallelujah. Zona.
True.
Amen. But God has decided to remember this small town in Malawi called Liwonde.
Ndipo Mulungu wapanga chiganizo choyendera mzinda uno wa Liwonde.
And he has sent me here to give you a special message.
Mulungu wanditumiza kuno kuzakupasani uthenga wapadera.
Do you want to hear this special message?
Kodi inu mukufuna kumva uthenga wapadera uu?
Are you sure you want to hear this special message?
Mukunena zona mukufuna kumva uthenga wofunika.
This is the message.
Uthenga uliwote.
The message is that Jesus Christ is the Savior and the healer of the whole world.
Yesu Kristo ndi mpulumusi ndi wochirisa wa dziko lonse.
Jesus Christ.
Yesu Christ.
Nobody else.
Palibe nso wina.
But Jesus.
Koma Yesu.
Is the Savior of Liwonde.
Iye ndi mpulumusi wa kuno ku Liwonde.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ.
Yesu Christ.
Is the healer of your life.
Iye ndi wochiza moyo wanu.
And today.
Lelo.
If you open your heart, Jesus will come into your life.
Yesu alowa moyo mwanu.
And your whole life will be changed.
Ndipo moyo wanu wose uzasinthika.
Some years ago,
Zaka zapitaz.
I didn't know Jesus Christ.
Sindi mamudziwa Yesu Kristu.
But I found Jesus.
Ndina kumana naye Yesu
amene. And my whole life
ndipo moyo wanga wose
changed.
Udasinthika.
So even though I was working as a doctor
ngakhale ndimagira ntchito ngati dotolo
in a hospital because I am a doctor,
muchipata chifukwa ine ndine dotolo,
I decided to leave the hospital
inetu ndinaganiza kusiya chipata
and come to tell as many people as possible about Jesus Christ.
Ndinafunika kulalikira anthu ambiri mmene ndingathere.
Amen. I need to inform many people
that
the Savior of the world has come. Because Jesus Christ is alive and is real. Hallelujah. Now, this is how it happened.
Sopano umu ndi mmene zidachitikira.
In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
ndipo pouthenga wa Yesu Kristu,
he said, I will send my messenger. A messenger was sent called John the Baptist.
Kunena kuti ndizatumiza wamthenga wanga ndipo wamthenga ameneyu ndiye Yohane Mbatizi.
Yohane Baptizi came in the wilderness to preach and to tell people that the Savior is coming.
Yohane Mbatizi anabwera mchipululu kuphunzisa ndi kulalikira kuti mpulumusi akubwera.
And then John the Baptist preached and all people came to where John the Baptist was preaching at the riverside.
Pamene Yohane amalalikira, anthu onse anabwera kumene Yohane amalalikira kumsinje.
2 years ago, I went to the River Jordan to see the place where John the Baptist used to preach.
Zaka ziwiri zapitazo, ndidapita ku Yordani, kukaona msinje umene Yohane Mbatizi amalalikira.
Now one day while John the Baptist was preaching, that Jesus I'm talking about decided also to come there. And the Bible says that he was baptized by John. So Jesus went into the water. And when he came out, something wonderful happened.
Hey!
Do you want to know what happened when Jesus went into the water? A dove flew from heaven and landed. Jesus was wet. Landed on his head.
Nkunda inatera pa mutu pake.
Yes. And that was the fulfillment of a prophecy.
Kumene kodukudali kukwanilisidwa kwa unene.
That When you see the Holy Ghost coming like a dove on somebody that you baptize, that person is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So suddenly, when the dove landed on Jesus' head, there was a voice. And the voice said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Everybody was looking. Jesus was standing, a young man about 29 years old. Completely wet. From the River Jordan. And the dove. And the voice. "This is my son, in whom I'm well pleased." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God sent his son Jesus. And immediately, the Holy Spirit drove Jesus to the wilderness. Deeper into the wilderness. To be tempted of the devil. When Jesus entered the wilderness, all the angels stopped at the border of the wilderness.
No.
Angels stopped at the border of the wilderness. They didn't enter the wilderness with him.
Hey!
So Jesus walked in majestically. And when he was in the wilderness, the devil was also decided to come there to tempt him. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. What was he doing there? He was binding the devil. He was defeating the devil. Yes.
Zona.
For 40 nights.
Masiku 40.
Jesus will be walking in the wilderness. No, but only animals.
Yesu amenda mchipulu kunalibe wina nyama zokabas.
Demons were attacking him.
Ziwanda zimamuya mpaye.
To kill him.
Kufuna kumupa.
To tempt him.
Kumuyesa ye.
But Jesus was strong. In the wilderness, binding the devil. On the last day, the devil appeared physically. Satan has appeared to me before. One night, I was in London at about 3 a.m. A man appeared in front of me.
A physical man.
Very tall.
One tally.
And I saw his teeth.
Dinaona mano wake.
And he was mocking me in the middle of the night. It was Satan.
Anali
Satana. He had come to torment me.
Anabwela kuzandi zuza ine.
But I arose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I understand. I understand. When he said that the devil, Satan, came to Jesus. In the wilderness. To tempt him. Yes. But whatever Satan did, Jesus dealt with it.
Yes, one.
After. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tonight I have good news for you. The devil who is tormenting you, Jesus has already defeated him. Jesus has already defeated the devil. Jesus defeated the devil from day one to the end. Hallelujah. Now, so far, after this, Jesus traveled to a town called Galilee. Yes. And there he saw Simon and Andrew. Fishermen.
Assos.
Ordinary people.
Antuamba.
Like the people of Liwonde.
Ngati antu aku Liwonde.
And he said to them,
ndiyananena kwa iwo,
follow me.
Ndisatirei.
Follow me.
Ndisatirei.
And I will change your life.
Ndizasintha moyoyanu.
I will change your life.
Ndizasintha moyoyanu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight,
usiku,
Jesus is saying the same thing to you.
Yesu akunena chimozi mozi kwa inu.
He's saying to you,
akunena kwa inu,
follow me, and I will change your life. How many want to follow Jesus Christ? You know, one day I went to Rome. Do you know Rome? Rome in Italy.
Roma ku Italy, mukuziwa.
And I went to the Vatican.
Ndinapita kumzinda wa Vatican.
Where the popes
kumene papa
are all buried inside the church.
Kumene mapapa ama ikidwa manda ali mchalichi.
And I went to where Peter
ndinapita kumene Petulo
supposed to be. And I realized that Peter is a very great person today. You see, there are so many people called Peter.
Ndinazindikira kuti Petulo ndi munthu ofunika kwa iyeyo, kwa iwo aku Roma.
Peter, everybody in the world wants to be called Peter. The crusade director who came here is Peter. The other crusade director is also Peter.
Ndiyeno zina loti
your president Petulo, of Malawi is called Peter.
Ndilo funika kwa mpili. Aliyese akufuna kukhala Petulo. Ngakhale amekuyanga ni ansonkhano ndi Petulonso president wathu wa Malawi ndi Petulonso.
So when you follow Jesus,
ndiye pamene mukusatira Yesu,
you become very great and famous.
Ndiye mumakhala wochuka ndi wodalirika.
If Simon Peter had decided I will not follow Jesus,
ngati Petulo,
we wouldn't hear of him.
Akanaganiza kuti sindisatira Yesu.
There are many fishermen in Lake Malawi, I am sure. Nobody ever hears of a fisherman in Malawi Lake. We don't know any fisherman. So Jesus said, follow me. Tonight, everybody listening to me, Jesus sent me to tell you to follow him. He will change your life. He will change your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And straight away they forsook their nets and they came and they followed Jesus.
Then
Jesus went from in Galilee, he went to a town called Capernaum. I just want to tell you about Jesus.
Yeah.
In those days, they used to have a type of church service called synagogue.
Synagogue.
Hey.
Hey.
So on the Sabbath day, Sunday, he decided to attend their church services.
Ndiyeno siku la mapemphero anaganiza zopita kukapemphera nawo.
And he took the scriptures and began to teach.
Ndiyeno anasankha ndime nayamba kuphunzisa.
And he taught them and his teaching was different.
Ndiyeno adawaphunzisa anthu adabwisidwa kuti chiphunziso chake chinali chosiyana.
How many want teaching that will change your life?
Yes. If
you want teaching that will change your life, you are looking for somebody called Jesus Christ. Jesus
Christ.
Now, there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, a demon.
Ndiyeno musunagogemo munali munthu wina amene anali ndi mzimu onyasa wachiwanda.
And the demon started shouting.
Ndipo chiwanda chidayamba kukuwa.
Hey!
Hey!
The demon shouted, "Leave us alone! Leave us alone! Leave us alone! Stop preaching!" You see, whenever you preach the word of God, it is attacking devils and demons. That's why some people don't want to hear preaching.
Mutisie to kaife. Mukuziwa mukamayamba kulalikira, ziwanda zimayamba kukuwa.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus didn't mention the devil's name.
Yesu rusana chule zina la Satan.
He just preached.
Anangolalikira.
But the preaching is the sword. In the spirit is a sword. So it chokes the devil.
Ndiyeno kulalikira kwake kunali ngati lupanga limene limalimbana ndi Satana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody who doesn't like preaching.
Aliyense amene samafuna kulalikira.
Demons are working in the person.
Ndiyeno tuziwanda zimagwira mchiro pakati
pa. That is why the devil said, "Stop preaching, leave us alone."
Ndichifukwa chake Satana kuti tisiyani kulalikira to mutisiye ife tokha.
Hey.
Hey.
And then the demon shouted, "Have you come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God."
Hey.
Listen to me. Do you know that demons recognize Jesus faster than human beings?
Kodino mukuziwa kuti ziwanda zima muziwa Yesu mwansanga kuposa anthu.
As soon as Jesus came to this world,
pamene Yesu anangobwera ku dziko la pansi lino,
even the religious people couldn't see the Son of God. They didn't know who he was. But the devils, they said, "Yeah,
ngakhale,
yeah,
yeah,
the Holy One of God has come."
Yes.
When the demon saw him, it was more than seeing Rambo.
Do
you know Rambo?
Mukumuziwa Rambo, you know?
It was more than seeing Terminator. Do you know Terminator?
Kunari kuopa kuposa chintu chimene chikhoza kudula chomenya.
How do you say Terminator in Chichewa? Terminator. Yeah. Hey!
Hey!
It was more than seeing Tarzan. Do you know Tarzan?
Kunari kuposa kuona Tarzan.
Tarzan. Tarzan. Tarzan.
Tarzan. Tazani.
Tazani. Hey.
Hey.
It was more than seeing James Bond. When the devil saw him, they said, "We are finished. We are finished." Tonight I have good news for you. If you open your heart to Jesus Christ, the devil will be afraid to come to your house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know? Do you know why the devil recognize Jesus before the pastors and the priests?
Mukudziwa inu chifukwa Satana ana zindikira Yesu ndi abusa ndi ansembe. Satana zi abusa ndi ansembe. Abusa ndi ansembe, pastors and priests.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you know why? Do you want to know why?
Mukufuna kudziwa chifukwa chake.
Why should a demon recognize Jesus before a pastor, the Pharisees?
Chifukwa chani ziwanda zidazindikira Yesu zisadazindikire abusa ndi afarisiyo.
Do you want to know why?
Mukufuna kuziwa chifukwa chake.
They don't understand.
Mukufuna kuziwa chifukwa chake chimene sadazindikire. Hallelujah. Kodi mukufuna kuziwa chifukwa chake chimene ziwanda zidazindikira Yesu osa Zazinikia Yesu mansanga. Kusiana ndi abusa ndi ansembe.
Aha. It is because demons have been here for a long time. You just came.
Chifukwa ziwanda zakhalta fika kale iyo musana bwere.
Yes.
Yes.
There have been demons in Malawi for more than 1,000 years.
Ndiye ziwanda zakhala ku Malawi koposa zaka 1,000.
Some of you are just 30 years old, 40.
Enanu ndi zaka 30 kapena 40.
Yeah. So as I came to this town, there are demons in this town. They know me. And they recognize me.
Yes.
Because the demon said, Jesus I know, Paul I know. They recognize you in the spirit. One day in England, there was a girl. She started to shout in the church service like this man. In England, an English girl, her voice changed into a voice of a man. She started to speak with a deep voice. Then she started to speak in Nigerian language, Yoruba. Yes, a 20-year-old girl. She changed somebody who has never been outside England before. She started to speak in a language. And
deep.
She told the person, he said, look, I've been here for 400 years. In this town. Yes, 400 years in London. Yes.
400.
So there are spirits that are doing all sorts of things. All over. And when Jesus went to preach, immediately there was a reaction. There was a reaction to the presence of Jesus. Then Jesus said, hold your peace and come out. Tonight, demons are going to come out of you. I said demons are going to come out of you. Do you know that in Zomba, there was a young boy, when demons started to come out, a snake came out of his mouth. The snake was like from here to here.
Kuzomba pamene ziwanda zinamba kutuluka mwa iye munatuluka njoka mwa iyeyo.
The mother saw it and the boy also saw it.
Amayake anaiona njoka yo
koma
so mwini yake anaiona tinatuluka.
There are demons and dragons and all kinds of spirits, but every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus.
Pali ziwanda koma bondo lilonse lizagwada pamaso pa Yesu.
Tonight is the night of your deliverance. Do you know that when light comes, darkness has never ever succeeded in fighting the light? Tonight, the light of Jesus is coming into your life. Hallelujah. Jesus is called the true light.
Yesu tu ndiye kuwala kuunika kweni kweni.
That lights every man.
Mene imawalira pa wina aliense.
Now,
so pa,
when the spirit
pamene mzimu
was told to come out,
pamene una utsirwa kutuluka,
the Bible says,
Bible ikuti,
the spirit tore him.
Ndiye mzimu udankazula.
It means to cause. The spirit caused convulsions. Yes. Convulsions. And cried with a loud voice. And he, the Bible says he, a person. And he came out of him.
He came out.
Tonight. By the name of Jesus, only his name.
Muzina la Yesu lokalo.
Anything that is tormenting you is coming out.
Chime chikulimba na ndinu chituluka.
Amen. So the boy or the man fell to the ground and started rolling. Convulsive, moving, uncontrollable movement. That is the meaning of that word, convulse, torn.
It's
in the Greek is sparaso. Spasmodic contractions, mangle. And immediately, Jesus became famous.
Yesu adayamba kuchuka.
In the whole of Israel.
Ndiye ku Israel konse Yesu adachuka.
And Simon Peter's wife's mother was sick because Peter married as a very young boy.
Ndiye amayake apetulo anayambaso kudwala.
And Jesus took her and healed her of her fever. Tonight, there is no fever. There is no sickness that Jesus cannot heal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, today I came to tell you about Jesus, the Savior and the healer of this world. Now in the evening, they brought to Jesus all kinds of sicknesses. And people that were possessed with devils. And he healed them all. You know, there are many religions. There are many people who say they are God or they are the way to God. But there's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. Do you know anybody who healed the sick? I said, do you know anybody who healed the sick like Jesus healed the sick? Do you know anybody who cast out devils like Jesus did? So tonight,
usigun,
I want you to open your heart because Jesus is here right now.
Chifukwa Yesu alipano sopa.
Many times when I'm preaching, God opens the eyes of some people.
Yes, mulungu ama segula maso abantu kuyamba kuona.
One day I was in Durban. South Africa.
South Africa.
When I finished preaching, there was a lady who had a stomach of pregnancy, but there was no baby inside.
It was
God healed her and the stomach became flat.
Now,
afterwards, there was a lady. She called me after. She said, come. She was about 80 years old. She told me, she said, do you know that when you were preaching, Jesus was walking up and down on the stage?
Yes.
I said, no, I didn't see him. She told me, I see visions like in three, she used the word three dimensions, like you see the physical person. Tonight, Jesus is visiting you here. He is here right now. And he wants to save your life. Now listen carefully. The greatest miracle
and
power that Jesus can do for you is to wash away your sins. Yes. Because you have sinned. How many have sinned? Already. Did anybody teach you to lie? Say, come, teacher, I want to show you how to lie from tomorrow. When you say white, say it's black. When it's two, say it's four. Did anybody teach you to lie? How many have been telling lies for a long time? Do you want to know what happens to liars? All liars are going straight to hell. Do you know why they are going to hell? They are going to hell because Satan is the father of lies. So all his children, the liars, are all going to be with him in hell.
Hey!
Hey! How many have told more than 100 lies since you were born up till
Tuesday?
100 lies.
100 akunama.
Hey!
Hey!
Liwonde is full of liars.
Liwonde ndilantu onama.
Hey!
Hey!
Okay.
Chabwin.
How many people in Liwonde have stolen something before? You are a thief. If you are a thief, raise your hand. I don't mean if they have caught you before. Those who have been caught and those who were not caught, raise your hand. Hey! What about the pastors in Liwonde? All the thieves should raise your hand. Look at the pastors. Also thieves. And liars. What about lies? Look at it. Where do liars and thieves go? Straight to hell. Hey! How many have been jealous before? Jealousy.
Anjiru ndiangati amene akhala kwa kuchita njiru. Imikani mikono.
Jilu?
Njiru.
Injilu.
Yes, jealous.
Injilu.
Anjiru ndiangati.
Injilu, raise your hand. Injilu.
Anjiru imikani mikono.
Anjilu. What about pastors? Injilu.
Anjiru kundiangatu.
Hey!
Hey!
Pastors injilu.
Abusa Anjiru.
What about fornication? Sleeping sex with somebody is not your husband, is not your wife, is somebody's husband. Raise up your hand.
Wewe ndiangati amene magona ndiakazi kapena amuna aini yake amene sali anu. Taimika ni mikono.
This one, some of you should raise up your legs also.
Hey.
What about the pastors of
Liwonde?
Fornication. Raise up your hand if you are
Liwonde.
You see? The pastors
Abusa
don't want to raise up their hands. So we are adding one lie to the 100 to make it 101 lies.
Ndiyeti kuonjezera sopano kuchona machimozi pangise 101.
Hey. Now,
sopano,
you can see that everybody in Liwonde is a bad sinner.
Ndiye mukhoza kuona kuti aliyense ku Liwonde ndiwo chimwa woyipisisa.
Is it not true?
Sizona zimenezi.
So I have good news for you.
So pano ndi nkhani yabwino kwa inu.
Are you happy for the good news?
Kodi inu muli wokondwa ndi nkhani yabwino iyi?
Do you want to know the good news?
Mukufuna kuziwa nkhani yabwino imeneyi?
God sent Jesus Christ.
Ye Mulungu adatumiza Yesu Kristu.
To save you from your sins.
Kukupulumusani kumachimo anu.
So today,
Lelo,
how is Jesus going to save you from your sins?
Nanka Yesu akupulumusani bwanji kumachimo anu.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, one day,
mukudziwa siku lina,
my mother came to show me
amayanga nabuya kuzandi wonesa.
A shirt of my father.
Malaya abambo anga.
Like this man's shirt.
Ngati shati yangai.
It had a lot of stains on it.
Ndiye idali tu ndi madonto madonto kutimbiri ila.
She told me.
Ndiye
anandu. You see your father's shirt.
Mukuona chovala malaya abambo anu.
When I wash it.
Pamene ndida wachapa.
The stain doesn't go anymore.
Ndiye no tu kuda kutimbiri ila kusiku machoka ai.
I said why?
Ndinafusa chifukwa chani sizi kutoka.
She said it is because your father likes to drink coconut water and the coconut when it goes on the shirt you can't wash it out.
Ndiyanane nakuti bambo anu tu amakonda tu kumwa madzi a coconut. Ndiye madzi a coconut akafika pa malaya amavuta kuchoka.
Hey!
Hey!
Nothing could wash coconut out.
Palile chimene chikoza kuyeresa coconut madzi yake.
Blue Omo. Do you have Omo? Omo?
Yes.
Kisop.
Safo chedwa Omo sanga yeresa.
Azam.
Tindi Azam kuno sopo Azam.
Agwezi.
Abwezi. Sopo Abwezi sanga yeresa.
Kulizo
Euphoresh. Komaso kuli wada wada.
Cannot wash away.
Wada wada sanga jose sanga yerese.
Tonight,
usigun,
I want to ask you, what can wash away your lies and your stealing and your fornication?
Chinga jose boza lanu kuba komansonga kanichiwere were ndichani.
Because it has happened already.
Chifukwa za chitika kare zimeti kunena.
You can't change it.
Simungazi sinde.
You have done it already.
Mwaziji takare.
What can wash it away?
Singa chose ndichani.
I have good news for you.
Ndi utenga wabu ino kwa
hiyo. There is only one thing that can wash away your sins.
Pari chimozi chikosa kuchosa chimo lana.
And that is the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Mwazi wa Yesu Kristu. Mwazi wa Yesu Kristu.
The blood of Jesus.
Mwazi wa Yesu.
On the day that Jesus was going to die.
Siku limene Yesu anenera kumwali kupedwa.
He took a cup.
Anatenga chiko.
You know, his disciples, he was just eating. Then he suddenly he took the cup like, hey! They were looking at him. Then he started to speak. He said, this is my blood. Tomorrow afternoon,
Mawa masana,
around 3 o'clock, I'm going to shed my blood. Tomorrow afternoon,
masana.
Yes. And he said, this is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of the whole
world.
Peter was looking at him. Thomas was looking at him.
Thomas yamamuyangana.
Judas was looking at him.
Judas yamamuyangana.
Hey! What is he saying?
Kodi amene akulankhula chani?
Jesus said, tomorrow.
Yes, amene akuti mawa.
This, my blood. Will be shed for the whole world, for Malawi, for Liwonde, for Zomba,
Kuzomba,
for Malawi,
Kumalawi,
for the whole world. This is my blood. And tonight, I see the blood is flowing for you too. That blood is here.
ulipano.
Yes. The Bible says, though your sin are red like scarlet, they shall be white as wool. Though your sins are red like crimson, you shall be white as snow. Tonight, this blood is the greatest miracle for everyone. Every religion, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter the religion of your family. Tonight, your sins can be washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. One day, I met a man. He told me, in my family, we have another religion. The whole family, he said, I cannot leave my religion. So I asked him, do you know that you are a sinner? He said, I know. I said, do you believe in Jesus? He said, I do. I believe in Jesus. I said, do you want Jesus' blood to wash you? He said, yes. So I said, I will pray with you. And the blood of Jesus will wash away your sins. Jesus died for the whole world. He didn't die for some few people. No. He died for the whole of Malawi. His blood is very powerful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, about 30 years ago, I was in a hospital, and there was a man who was dying. Because I was a doctor. About midnight, the man was vomiting blood. And I saw that he was going to die. So I myself decided to go and get blood for him. To save his life. When I went to the blood bank, I couldn't get blood. I said, what about this one? What about this one?
So
this one cannot work. This one is not good. And he said, this one, it has expired last month. That's when I saw that blood, there are different types. You see, that is why it's not the blood of a goat or a blood of a cow which can wash away your sins. But the blood of the Son of God
can wash your sins.
And you know, the blood of Jesus, you see, you can never tell me the blood of Jesus expired in
1973.
Like most of us will not be, we cannot go to heaven because the blood of Jesus has expired in 1973. Today,
2018,
the blood of Jesus is powerful. The blood of Jesus is powerful to save you, to rescue you, and to change your life. Tonight, do you want to receive the blood of Jesus? Oh, do you want to receive the blood of Jesus? Do you want Jesus to change your life? I want everybody to stand up, please. Everybody, those sitting on the ground, please. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away, lift your hands. No, put down your hands. If you need today Jesus to save you and wash your sins away, then lift up your hand like this. And I'm going to pray. pray with you. Hey, don't look at the person standing by you. Think of only yourself. When you die alone. If you want Jesus to wash your sins away, lift your hand like this and say this prayer with me. Say Jesus. Jesus. You pray in English after we will pray in Chichewa. Say Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for today. I am a sinner. I am a liar. I am a thief. I am a wicked man. Please forgive me. I have done many bad things.
I have done many bad things.
Today.
Today.
I ask you.
I ask
you. I beg you.
I beg
you. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior.
As my Savior,
as my Master,
as my Master,
as my King,
as my King,
as my Lord,
as my Lord.
Thank you, God, for saving me tonight. Please write my name.
Please write my name.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is whatever. Please write this name in the book of life.
In the book of life.
Please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
Book of
from
life.
Today,
today.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
With the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Wash me. And cleanse me. Thank you, Lord. For saving me.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Now, lift only your finger like this. One finger with your right hand like this. Say after me, Satan.
Satan.
Satan!
Satan!
Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I bind you.
I bind you.
I reject you.
I reject
Satan,
you.
Satan, I rebuke you.
Satan, I rebuke you.
Get out of my life.
Get out of my life.
From tonight,
from tonight,
I give my life to God.
I give my life to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
And I will serve Jesus. Satan! From tonight, me and you is finished. No more. I will not obey you again. I will not follow you again. I am following Jesus. Now lift your two hands like this and say, thank you, Lord. Everybody lift your two hands and wave. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your power. For your miracles. For your salvation. For your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Your turn in Chichewa.
Difuna mundi satire mawiao. Yesu. Imikani mikono mwamba. Yesu. Ine ndine wochimwa. Ine ndine wonama. Wachiwale were. Mundi pulumuse. Ndimwazi wanu. Yesu. Mudafera ine. Dipolero, mundipulu muse, mundikululu kire, machimo wanga, zikomo kwambiri, kuti muma ndikonda, inuso muma ndikonda, zikomo kwambiri, ambuye, Ndiuko ndani. Imikaniso mkono wa manjao, mwamba mkono wose. Satana, ngatida chita ubale. Iwe ndine. Wata. Ubale watu wata. Sisa kutumikira anso. Ndisa tumikira Yesu. Mwazi wa Yesu. Unandi ombola. Kumachimo wanga. Sopano lero. Ndisa tumikira Yesu. Chifuwa nandi ombola. Adandi kula. Dimwazi wake. Lero. Sinza kutumikira anso. Chifukwe iye. Ndiye mbuye. Ndi mpulumusi. Wa moyo wanga. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow morning this crusade continues.
Mawa mama wa msonkano kupitirira.
We have it in the morning and in the evening. So all of us are gathering tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock here for the morning session.
It's
the power conference. The word of God is going to be preached. The sick are going to be healed. So invite your friends here tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. And all the counselors should also come here. There will be miracles. The power of God will break loose here, and your life will not be the same. Anybody you know who wasn't here should come here tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Lift up your book. Lift up your book. Wave your book. Wave your two hands. Thank you, Lord, for your power, for salvation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Say, I will read this book. I will read this book. In Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to pray for you now for Jesus to touch you. How many know that Jesus is known for healing? Put your hand wherever your problem is right now. Something is happening in Liwonde now. Wherever you are, you cannot see. Blind eyes will be opened tonight. Sick will be healed tonight. Your child will be healed tonight. The power of Jesus will set every demon to get out of your life tonight. Every serpent is coming out of you tonight. Right now, put your hand wherever your problem is. If it's your eye, put your hand on your eye. If it is your ear, put your hand on your ear. Something is happening now. I feel it. Power. Power is flowing. No one should move at this time. Jesus, thank you for healing many people tonight. I see Jesus rubbing you. He's rubbing you. He's healing you. You can't walk. Put your hand on your leg.
Ngati simunga
tekuyenda. On your waist.
Gwirani pamene mwendo wanu. Mchunu manumo gwirani.
Tonight.
Usikuno.
The power of God.
Mphamvu ya Mulungu.
Is setting you free.
Iukuma sulani.
Receive it.
Landirani.
Receive it.
Landirani.
Receive it.
Landirani.
Right now.
Sopano.
In the name of Jesus.
Muzina la Yesu.
Father, thank you for your power.
Atate ziko mifata
mpya. All over this place. Thank you for many miracles. Healings, Lord. Deliverances. Your mighty power. We give you thanks. We give you praise.
Right now,
somebody is being set free. Anyone who has been harassed by the devil. Put your hand on your head right now. Satan. I address you. I say, in the name of Jesus, come out of the people. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Be loose. Be loose. Something is happening. Something is happening. Many people are being set free right now. Receive it. Receive it. Power. Power.
Power
is flowing in this place. Everybody lift your hand and thank God right now. Thank God right now. Thank God. Thank God for miracles. For healing. For deliverances. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for your power that is flowing in this place. In the nation of Malawi. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Something is happening. Something is happening. Anybody falling down, screaming, rolling, bring them to me. In the frontier. Wherever. Anybody. Manifesting, rolling, falling to me in the front here. Jesus is healing right now. Father, thank you for your power that is working right now. Thank you for your mercies in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, wherever you are, wherever you are, if God has touched you, check yourself right now. Right now, wherever you are, check yourself. Something is happening. Maybe you couldn't see. Check your eyes right now. Wherever you are, maybe you couldn't walk. Something is happening. The power of God is working now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Something is happening. Your eyes are being opened. Your ears are opening. Pain is going. Tumors. Tumors are disappearing. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, maybe you had a problem, but you can see that God has done something. The power of God is here. Father, thank you for many miracles tonight. If God has touched you tonight, lift up your hands quickly. If God has touched you tonight, now if God has touched you, God has done something for you. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, but you can see that God has done something. I want you to come to the front here, and I'm going to pray with you. Come, I want to pray with you. If God has done something in your life, come quickly to the front here. You couldn't walk. Start walking. You couldn't see. You couldn't hear. But something has happened. God has touched you. Walk, come to the front here. I'm going to pray with you again. Power of God is here. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, come to the side here. I'm going to pray with you. Many things are happening. Many things are happening tonight. The power of God is here. Come. I want to pray with you. And God's power is real. Jesus is healing you. Jesus is doing it. Somebody couldn't see. But now you can see. You couldn't see clearly. Now you can see clearly. Whatever God has done. Come. His power is here right now. Jesus, thank you.
Yeah.
you can see by the power of God. Who is that? Lift your hand. You could not see, but now you can see. Lift your hand like this. Look at the little boy there, this girl, this boy. Excuse me. Somebody watch Leonard. You see what I'm showing? One, two.
This one.
Two people, yeah. Two people over there in the crowd. They're standing there.
Yes.
Let them come. And this girl, yeah. Beautiful. God is doing wonders in Liwonde. Wonders.
This side. Lift your hands for the evangelist to see. Lift this one. Tell her to lift her hand. She could not.
Wow.
10 years, evangelist.
10 years.
10 years.
Zaga 10 is mena stroke.
Olivia, let her tell us.
Atiuz. Nena ninoka.
Nadwa uyu stroke mat sani 9.
And I am he started this get his stroke
2009.
She's a Rumboga and she says she has been suffering for stroke for the past 9 years. Since 2009. You can go ahead. Munga yoya shitumbuka mama. Yoya na mama shitumbuka.
Namba. Nga kutaka. Kuyoya na konsali da kusuzikirako. Uyibu chari kakuhumia.
She's still struggling to speak, but she can speak as of now. But she has. She's trying to speak now.
Stroke, she couldn't speak at all before she came.
She couldn't speak at all because she has been sick for some time.
So, lift your. You could not. Could she lift her hand before coming here?
What has happened to you?
She says she has been doing that.
She hasn't been doing that, but now she can do it.
Can she move her leg? Can she move
walk,
her leg? She's so happy.
Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Let us speak English. Are you happy today?
I'm happy.
Why are you happy?
I'm gonna see that.
She's happy because she has been healed.
Nachira.
Because she's healed.
Yeah, Nachira is healed. What?
I'm healed. I've been healed.
Nachira.
Wow. Everything at double. Everything at double.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, so many miracles tonight. This boy has not been able to see in his right eye, blind in the right eye, since birth. He only sees in the left eye. Tonight when he prayed, the power of God touched the eye and he can now see in the right eye.
Wow. Is it true? Tell us.
Does he go
to school?
Umapita ku school?
Do you speak English?
Malankula Chingerezi?
Aye.
No.
What happened to you?
China uchiti grandi jan. Jaku chiti grandi jan. Langkula chichewa.
This one was seeing my own eye on the
one. I could not see one eye, but today I see.
I could not see with one eye.
But today I can see.
Wow.
Zosizwa.
Let him close his eye, please. What am I doing? Do.
Ndikupanga chan. Aha. Aha. Akuona. Aha.
Give the Lord a shout. Was born. Doctor, do people's blind eyes suddenly just open?
No.
This is a doctor I brought him from Ghana.
It
doesn't just happen. A blind eye doesn't just open.
Wow.
Right? Rather, an eye which sees becomes blind suddenly.
So
this is a miracle we are seeing here tonight.
Practically. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Are you happy? How you say, are you happy in Jesus'
name?
Hey,
wakondwa.
Wakondwa.
Wakondwa. Wakondwa.
Wakondwa.
Hey.
Wakondwa.
Wakondwa.
Mulungu wakulo, Mulungu wakulo, Mulungu biki,
oh baby,
biki.
You know, one day I was in South America in a town called Cartagena.
Sikulina ndinali ku South America,
and there was a blind man.
Just
like this boy.
He
said, my eye was blind and now I can. He was standing there quiet.
Now I can see.
Amazing.
Zodabuisa.
We have different types of expressions.
BDR,
what is this?
Evangelist, God is healing eyes in Liwonde.
Eyes?
This man could not see any further than here, right in front of him.
Yeah.
Right in front of him. He was pointing with his cap. He said when he puts his cap on, then he can see right in front of his feet. But far away, he can't see.
Wow.
But tonight, evangelist, when you pray, now he can see far.
Wow. What happened to you?
I can see now. For 2 years, I could not see.
But now you can see.
Yes.
Before you could not see what?
Boyamba si maona ja.
Boyamba ni mata ndika mainde ni matenga kapusukuvala ni maona pafupi.
At first I could use a cup for me to see, but now I can see after being prayed here.
Wow.
You could only see up to here. You are not translating. I think you are not good at translating to English.
Yes.
No. Can we change this interpreter?
Yes.
We change you, huh? You are changed.
English.
Can you see me?
Yes.
You can see me?
Yeah.
How many?
Two things.
How many?
Five fingers.
Wow, how many?
One.
Wow.
And he could only see in front of his feet.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of
hallelujah. This is the cup. He would wear the cup and then he would see right in front of him.
Show us how you use the cup. I was doing like this, like the way I'm doing. That's how I was putting my heart.
Yeah.
And why was that's he how it? I don't understand the hard part.
Now what maga maga chimene mavali achipewa cho ndi chani?
Nimafuna kuti ndizita kuona ku pamene ndikuendapo.
Koma kutali sini mawu. I was trying to put it so that I can shed myself so that my eyes can see just close to me, but I couldn't see far.
Wow.
So it was like putting a shade to help my eyes to see better.
Wow.
Wow.
Now you can see.
Apa mkuta kuona.
Wakondua. Is it wakondua? Are you happy?
Wakondua.
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 Na kuondua kwa mpili kwa kendi.
Wakondua.
Very happy. Very happy. Very happy.
Thank you, Lord. What is this?
Evangelist, it looks like tonight is the eyes.
Eyes.
She also for 10 years could not see properly. The eyes were teary and painful.
Wow.
But tonight she's seeing.
Hello, my dear.
Hello.
How are you? What has Jesus done for you today?
He has
healed me properly today.
Maswanga amagundo mapweleka mbele amona kati tulo pena matuka misozi ndali ditenda transform
and I was shedding tears every time for 10 years.
Yeah,
Zagatin.
10 years.
Zaga is 10 years.
Yeah, that's 10 years.
Zaga ten.
That's 10 years.
Zaga ten. I'll be speaking Chichewa very soon. Doctor, why was water coming from her eyes? Because the eye was inflamed. What is the name of
the condition called acute venal conjunctivitis? Venal allergic conjunctivitis. Very chronic, chronic venal conjunctivitis.
Wow.
And it causes redness with tearing and pain.
Now he's saying the doctor told me that something like trachoma.
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 Wow. Jesus, thank you for healing.
Yes, Christ too.
Jesus. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this man has only been hearing in the right ear. This ear has been deaf.
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 We are seeing blind. We are seeing deaf.
Yes.
Healed.
For many years.
For many. Is it true?
Yes.
What? Tell us the truth. What happened to you?
Muntui amangomva kudulimotiroka lina sana linkumva. Tatu zeni.
It started when I was young.
You couldn't hear where?
Simamva unobwino. Say no.
Where? You couldn't hear.
Simamva.
Tell us, say it.
Kanena.
Yes.
Say what? What is it?
Kanena ni chimachitika ndichani?
Baba, no zinangamba sinimazwa kuti zinamba kwanje. Aye.
In fact, even myself, I'm not aware on how it started because I was young by then.
Okay. So you couldn't hear from where?
Ndesi mamva inyo makamakambariti.
Which side?
Mbariti menesi mamva kudulitwe menesi mamva.
That is.
Say the but left
this side.
Ear.
Can it hear now?
Likumva tsopano kudulo.
Kumasikweni kweni siri kuvesesa.
He says, but still I have a slight problem to hear. There is many slight problem.
Able to hear. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Media, what is this?
Evangelist, this young lady had pain in her neck. It was so bad, she went to the hospital. 5 years she has had this pain. She couldn't bend her neck. She couldn't twist her neck. But tonight, when you prayed,
wow,
she said she put her hand behind and she felt like heat spreading over her shoulders.
And
now the
gone.
Pain is gone.
A young lady like this with neck pain. Doctor, what is this?
It's the beginning of spondylosis, cervical spondylosis, or sometimes also a paraspinal muscle spasm, both sides, bilateral. Spasms of the neck muscles can cause this type of pain, where she cannot turn to the left or right.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Where you put your mobile phone, you can get cancer. So take it from her. Tell her. Don't put your phone there.
Evangelist. I want this woman to demonstrate to you how she used to stand up if she sat down. Tell her to do what she used to do before she came here.
This is how she used to.
Now, evangelist, after you pray for her, sit down. Sit down. Now, after prayer, tell her she should get up for us to see.
What has Jesus done for you?
Yes, wakupangirani chani. Jesus has done
everything.
Everywhere I was sitting down. I was sitting there till sunset, but now I can move my legs and I can move properly. I can kick. I am very, very happy.
I'm
very
happy.
I was failing to go and draw water. I'm very happy. Even tomorrow I'm coming here. I will not give up.
She will come here from the farm.
Yeah, he says he'll come tomorrow.
She will come tomorrow.
Yes,
come with 10 more people.
Yes, I'll bring some more people so that they can also see the goodness of God.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
What is happening?
Evangelist, for 6 years, this this man is a bricklayer. He has such bad chest pain that he could not move his right arm. So he had to stop work. He's a bricklayer.
Wow.
6 years he has been in pain, chest pain. Tonight, the power of God came over him. He's healed. He can move his arm. Move your arm. He couldn't do that before.
Couldn't do that.
He couldn't move his arm.
For how long?
I have been here since 2012. And I am a bricklayer. I was working like a bricklayer. But when I was working only 2 hours, I stopped my job because of feeling pain on my chest. But when I came here, I have heard like something coming from somewhere in my heart, and I feel well, and I can do this.
Something came out.
Wow. Hallelujah. Wakondua.
Yes.
Wakondua.
Wakondua. And in the Kondo Kwambiri, by now I can say I will turn back to my job.
I'm very happy, and I'm saying now I can go back to my job.
He can go back to his job as a bricklayer from tomorrow.
This man
used to, he was in Ghana we say he's a mason. Yeah, here you say bricklayer. Yeah, that is a mason. And he stopped working. He can only work for 2 hours. But Jesus has healed him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Doctor, what is this?
This is also a laborer. He was digging a trench and had severe back pain. He couldn't move. Tell us what happened.
Mama Gwedegan San. Twins. Indian Male Pera. Nimakumba Foundation Yanyumba. Commander Gwera Kunogunda on a Josiza Jam Bridge Danikigira. Anobandi Mutwampav.
I was feeling pain all over my back, and every time when I tried to move, it was very hard for me. And every time I sit down, there was pain. But now, after prayer, I'm healed.
You are healed. Pain is gone. Wow. Pain is gone.
Wow.
Hey. Karate. Come this way. Wow. Olivia, what is happening? More miracles.
Yes, evangelist. She had sore in her anus for 3 months. So she could hardly sit down. And then also going to the toilet was very difficult for her because of that. When you were praying, she said suddenly, the pain just vanished. Wow. It just disappeared.
This is a classic fissure in anal. It's a fissure. Very, very painful. Very difficult to heal. Jesus is healing. Very difficult to heal. Very difficult to cure. It's called fissure. Is it midline, ulcer? Father, thank you for healing. Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap of healing. Many, many miracles.
Lower abdominal pain also heals tonight.
Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Crowds have lined the narrow streets.
Come and pray for everybody. Come. I'm praying for everybody.
She was born deaf, but she 1 ear is open now.
Wow, wait. What happened?
Mother said she was born deaf.
Deaf.
Deaf. Both ears can't hear.
Let her tell us what is going on.
Was not able to hear every side of the ears, but now I can see that the one ear is opened.
Of her daughter?
Yes.
Is this your daughter? You are the mother? Or you are the daughter? You are the mother. How do you know she can hear? Can you hear?
He says the song that people are singing, I'm able to hear them. That's what she's saying.
That's what she's saying.
And you can hear? Hey.
Can you speak? She can hear. And she's saying, she can hear. Here or here?
Which one is hearing now?
He's hearing one side of the right hand, but the left hand is not, left ear is not yet
here. Wow.
For you are great, you do miracles so great, there's no one else like you, there is no one like you, you are great, crowds are blind, the narrow streets. Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray.
Jesus!
Yet many need.